And joining us on the phone once again from Pathways is Wanda Swar. Wanda, the director and teacher. Good morning once again to you, Wanda.
Thank you. It's a delight to be here.
So great to have you on the radio. Tell us how God has been working through your group, the families at Pathways.
That's really exciting. As we developed Pathways, we are all believers, and we had as a goal to work with the child, the whole child, spiritually, intellectually, socially, emotionally, physically. So we try to integrate that throughout our whole day with Christian worldview and biblical truths throughout all the subject matters rather than just tacking it on kind of as Bible class. But what we really love is the way that God has been with us on the entire journey with Pathways. And that goes all the way through opportunities he's given us, people he's put in our path, doors that he's opened, and changes that we've seen. And I think that's what I would like to highlight are a couple of the changes that we've seen. We had a young man that has been with us since the beginning, and he was involved in one of our project groups that was called a small engine project group. And this young man was a very passive learner. He enjoyed playing video games, did not get outside a lot, did not do a lot of hands-on activities. After being in the small engine repair group, his father called us and said, "What have you done with my son?" He went home and he fixed a lawnmower that neither his father nor his older brother had been able to fix. And then he went out and he mowed the entire lawn without even being asked. The father didn't know who this child was.
Wow.
And it gave this young man a sense of purpose. And his dad said for the first time he has goals. He has a sense of purpose. We have another young lady that came to our school just this past year from a traditional setting where she was bullied, full of stress and anxiety. Her self-esteem had plummeted. And she's been with us for a year and is a wonderful, shining star academic student. But her parents said to us, "We feel like we have our daughter back." And I believe that's partly because we have created a safe place and God is there. And we talk about that throughout the entire day. It has given her confidence, her self-worth back. Her love of learning has returned, which her parents were super excited about. God has shown up in other ways for us, too. This spring, we asked our parents to start praying for a greenhouse, just another wonderful opportunity for hands-on learning. And our parents started to pray, and I think we should have been a little bit more specific with our prayer request because God blessed us with a 30-by-48-foot commercial greenhouse for free.
Wow.
And we're so excited about that. Now we just need to be blessed with land to put it on.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of fun, even the opportunity of having access to this park where we can do a lot of environmental activities. Our school does have two focuses outside of trying to bring Christ into all that we do. Two of our focuses are environmental stewardship, and we chose that because that's the first job that God gave us in the Bible. He mandated that we take care of creation, and so we think that's very important. So we have environmental education woven through a lot of what we do and throughout the year, and we're blessed to be at a location where we can do that. He also gave us an unforeseen opportunity for living history reenactment. So our students are now very actively involved in reenacting history. We have students that apprentice at Joanna Furness, and we have quite a few students that are serving now as historical interpreters on a volunteer basis.
That's
and
very
cool.
So that's
cool. An opportunity that we weren't looking for and God brought along. And the kids are just so excited about it. They've been sewing their own clothing. They're making their own footwear. And it teaches them communication skills. Now we have students who we see working with the public and explaining and demonstrating. And
that's very cool.
That happens once a year at our Heritage Day, which we are hoping to have this fall if COVID doesn't get in the way. That will be on October 17th, and it is open to the public, and that information on that can be found on our website.
Very cool. Pathways is a blended model community homeschool group. And Wanda, if folks do want to visit you online, what is that address to go to?
That address is www.learningatpathways.org.
Thank you so
and
much.
We would love for people to visit us. We are looking for people to partner with us on vision, prayer, funding, boots on the ground, volunteer, anything that people would like to be involved in, we would love to hear from them.
Wanda, thank you so much for visiting us today. Have a great rest of your day.
You too, and thank you for having us.